Now, Health for Life with Dr. Rohan Basundath of Preventus Collaborative Health. Take charge of your family's health at Preventus.com.
It's not like Calgarians aren't used to the snow, but sometimes we seem to forget how to deal with it, from driving to shoveling snow. Dr. Rohan Basundath joining us today. Hello, Dr. Rohan.
Hi, good afternoon, Angela. Are we going to talk about safe driving or safe shoveling?
No, we're going to talk about safe shoveling because okay. I get enough listeners concerned about people who don't drive safely. And it never fails, right? We get the first major snowfall and people say, do you forget how to drive in the winter? No, let's leave that for another day. Let's talk about safe shoveling. Someone's probably saying, wait, we all know how to shovel, but we still end up with people who are sent to emergency, who have heart attacks. So tell me about safe shoveling.
There's no question about it. Annually, it's through the winter, of course, we see numerous injuries in offices and also in the emerges and the urgent cares around town. The most important thing is dress for the weather. Good footwear. It's slippery out there, of course. We're shoveling snow, and it's oftentimes hiding ice underneath. We see so many injuries, from twisted ankles to concussions to significant lacerations from people slipping and falling while they're shoveling. Next is just your choice of shovel. The younger ones out there shoveling, you can use a wider shovel. You can move more snow at one time, but over the years, you'll want to use a little bit of a narrower shovel. It'll take you a little bit more time, which is good because it'll slow down your pace, but you won't be lifting that heavy weight each time you're moving the snow. And then just technique. You want to be using your knees. We talk about that so often. We get deconditioned over the years and our core gets weak. We get weak abdominals, weak back. And then we get out to shovel and we're doing a twisting motion that we're not used to doing. So it's important that instead of pushing the snow, twisting and throwing it, that you take the time to make a couple of steps sideways and throw the snow forward out of the way.
And that's so important because, yes, some people feel like we have snow every month of the year in Calgary, but we usually go 4 to 5 months at a time. And whether or not you're active throughout the whole year, if you're not, you think, well, I know how to shovel the snow. And a lot has changed with your body and your conditioning. Because is that another concern, the heart instances?
Sure. Of course, I think we hear about it in the news, and it's sad when we do, because we do see deaths from folks out there shoveling. You're deconditioned. That might be the most active they are at any one time, is out there shoveling the snow, and it is a workout. It gets our heart rate going. We're using muscles we haven't used, and it can lead to cardiac events. So bear that in mind. If you are deconditioned, if you're not regularly physically active, start off slowly, or even though it might sound silly, discuss it with your physician prior to engaging in certainly shoveling snow, but any physical activity.
Or better yet, pay the kid next door $5 to do it. Support the economy. Don't you love, though, when we even talk about snow shovels? For so many years, how many changes were there to snow shovels? And now we see ergonomic handles, we see attachments to the snow shovels, but that also is thinking of your back and making sure that you're not lifting and twisting in an awkward way?
Definitely. You know, as we go through the years and we learn more and more about body position, body mechanics, there will be the right shovel. As silly as it seems, there'll be the right shovel for all different types of heights and body weights and areas of condition.
And most Calgarians, they just wait for the next Chinook. All right, Rohan, thanks so much for this.
Thanks, Angela.
Dr. Rohan Basundath with Preventus Collaborative Health.